Good morning. It is Thursday, August 26th, and it looks like after only nine years, that's really a relatively short time, we are switching our focus from the man who was most wanted.
And part of the question is, do we need a most wanted ultimate evil bad guy, or, is
Not.
There one?
Yeah.
Is there one? Let's get a check of the morning's top news. The situation in Pakistan continues to deteriorate. A levee failed this morning in the southern part of the country, causing floodwaters to rush into that location. Officials have evacuated more than 400,000 residents of the area. Meanwhile, the United Nations is reviewing security measures for aid workers following new warnings of threats to their safety from the Taliban. News out of Afghanistan this morning. Our partner, The New York Times, reports a top aide to President Karzai, who is under investigation for corruption, is also on the CIA payroll. Earlier, we spoke to BBC Kabul editor Daoud Azami, who says many people pull that kind of double duty.
Many of these people who have been accused of corruption are also said to be having close links with Americans, especially CIA. So there's a need for a joint investigation.
Azami says there are fears if corrupt officials are taken to court, the fragile stability in Afghanistan could be put further at risk.
More now on what the CIA believes is the top threat to U.S. security, Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch. Joining us from Washington is Gregory Johnson. He's a Yemen expert at Princeton University. Gregory, what evidence is the CIA hearing or reading that has made them switch their focus to Yemen?
Well, I'm not sure if it's so much new evidence that they're reading and hearing as much as there's a growing realization within the CIA and other intelligence agencies of the dangers posed by Al-Qaeda in Yemen that had previously been overlooked.
Gregory Johnson, stay with us. We're going to talk more about this in just a moment.
We don't often compare Alaska with Florida, but it's down to the uncounted absentee ballots in the tight Republican Senate primary in Alaska. Incumbent Lisa Murkowski is behind by about 1,700 votes.
We know for a fact that it ain't over until it's over, and we are certainly at that point right now.
Final results in that Alaska contest won't be ready until next week at the earliest.
And the world's largest retailer is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to block a class action lawsuit that was filed by current and former female employees. It could be the largest gender bias suit against a private employer in U.S. history. Walmart claims, though, as many as 1.5 million workers from around the country, that's too diverse a pool for a single case. Let's look at the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, and right now futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 10,060, the S&P at 1,055, the NASDAQ will open at 21.41. So coming up this morning, a thoughtful subject. Has the issue of being Muslim in America become violent? There's the case in New York State where a Muslim cab driver was stabbed allegedly because of his religion. The law enforcement officials are calling it a hate crime.